Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio with me this morning, we have Linda Bankin from ALFA, Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning.
So we have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. First, let's just start with some of your events that are happening in the next couple of weeks. On Alaska Day Wednesday, you have an event at the Science Center. So let's talk about that first.
We do. So Alaska Day from 10 to noon, we have an open house that features a lot of our work, but the real focus this year in our Young Fishermen's Initiative will be serving black cod tips with rice and requesting a contribution for that. And we will be showing a film about the Young Fishermen's Development Act. We also have the third annual smoked seafood competition scheduled for that morning. So lots happening.
Okay, smoked seafood. And people can still enter their smoked seafood, right?
Yes, it'd be great if they would come by the Science Center or call us today to sign up at the ALFA office.
And what kind of entries have you had in the past? You've been doing this for 3 years with Cindy Edwards as the judge, I believe.
Yes, Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Cindy Edwards have been our consistent judges over the 3 years. We've had just about every kind of salmon, I think, smoked, and we've had wonderful cold smoke as well as the more traditional hot smoke. We've had smoked sablefish, and always open to new entries.
Great. So that'll be on Wednesday from 10 to 12 at the Sikasan Science Center. And you were saying that you're going to have a film and also discussion about your efforts to make sure that young fishermen in Southeast Alaska have access to resources so that they can build a profession and a career in fisheries. So tell us more about that.
We've seen a real trend in Alaska, actually around the country, of less and less young people entering the fisheries. Some of that is people are concerned about what the future might hold. We're seeing a lot of changes in the ocean with climate change and ocean acidification. So I think it's always been a challenging business. People feel ever more concerned about what the future looks like. It's also increasingly regulated, increasingly complex, and the cost of entry and the cost to be competitive in the industry keeps going up. So what we're looking to do is support young people with education and training programs, with the first introduction to working on the water. We have a deckhand apprentice program that we run with Eric Jordan here in town that we're looking to broaden to help people get those first experiences on the water. We also provide some financing programs to help people get started with their first sort of expensive permits and entry to the fishery. And then with the Young Fishermen's Development Act, which has been introduced by Alaska's congressional delegation into both the House and the Senate, we're looking to provide, that act will provide funding to support education and training programs around the country. So right now there are programs in place for young farmers, young ranchers, and young people going into aquaculture, but there's no comparable program for young fishermen, and that's what we hope to change.
And so lots of projects that you are working on with ALFA. You said also that there's going to be an expo happening early next month, right?
Yes. So on November 8th and 9th, we are running the kind of training and education programs that we're hoping to do more of with support from the Young Fishermen's Development Act. And we'll be offering trainings on NobleTech Time Zero bathymetric mapping that a lot of our fleet is using to increase their efficiency in fishing and also their ability to control their bycatch rates. We'll be offering a workshop that's run by the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute about where our seafood goes after we sell it, how it's being marketed, where it's being distributed. AMSI will be providing a training program. Lots of courses going on. And in the evening, we're hosting, or ASME is co-hosting with us at Mean Queen, a job fair, sort of social mixer, a chance for people who own boats and sometimes are looking for crew to meet and talk to young people, deckhands, who are looking to get started in the fisheries.
Yeah, and you were saying that some of the deckhands that you've trained through your deckhands apprenticeship program, in fact, had a background in fisheries. They had grown up maybe on a boat, but still needed training to get hired on different kinds of boats. So tell me about some of those people that have come through the program.
So for most of the people that go out through our Deckhands Apprentice Program, they've never been out commercial fishing before. And most skippers are looking for someone who has some experience, but it's hard to get that first shot of experience. So the Apprentice Program mostly takes people out for that first introduction. They get to find out whether they like it, if they get seasick, and whether it's something they want to keep doing. And then the skipper gets to introduce them to what they need to know to be on the water and to be safe on the water. But we've also had some people who have grown up fishing with their families, maybe just crabbing or doing different types of fishery on inside waters. And we have an opportunity working with Eric or with Terry Perincevich, who's also taken some apprentices, to introduce them to new fisheries, to trolling, for example, or to longlining. And get them and give them that opportunity to diversify their skills, which then helps them go on to find jobs or start their own business.
And has that happened where anyone has actually started their own business after being an apprentice?
We have one apprentice who's come through who's bought her own boat. So we have 46 people have gone through the program now, and more than half of them are women. So that's a good plug for our women in fisheries out there. We have some of the apprentices who have gone on to fish on other boats for full seasons, some that are still fishing off and on with Eric, filling in when he needs somebody, and some people who it's just enriched their lives. They may be going on into a different aspect of fisheries or marine conservation, but they take with them a really new appreciation for seafood and what it takes to catch seafood and take care of it and provide the highest quality product that you can.
And I want to go back a little bit to what you were saying earlier about the expo that will be in November. I don't want to spoil things too much, but I'm curious, when you tell people about where seafood from Sitka and Southeast is going, what is that conversation like today? How has that changed in terms of where the seafood that's caught here in Southeast ends up in the U.S.?
Well, we've seen some really big changes with marketing of particularly sablefish and halibut. When we used to have very short, intense derbies, all that product, or almost all the product, needed to be sold. The changes that were implemented with the quota share program extended our season to 8 months, and now most of the halibut, actually it's in the 80-90%, I believe, is being marketed fresh and it's domestic. It's a domestic product, staying in the U.S., enjoyed by people in restaurants, at grocery stores, so purchased all around the country. Sablefish has always been a primarily Asian market, not that much known in this country, but that's really starting to change. So we're seeing a lot more marketing of sablefish in the U.S., and I'm hoping that's something that will come out in the presentation from ASME.
And why do you think that's happening, that there's more marketing of sablefish? Is it that the demographic of clients is changing at restaurants in the lower 48, or that people are discovering it's delicious? What's going on?
I think it's a mix of things, probably largely that it's, again, available over a much larger spread of the year. So there's an opportunity for chefs and restaurants to try it on their people and get people to start to recognize the name, and same with grocery stores. But there's been a few really innovative people entering the marketing and distribution end of our fisheries. And I think they've really helped to promote it with a lot of one-on-one, cook it, taste it, and people get sold on it pretty quick once you've tasted sablefish.
Yeah, well, speaking of cooking and tasting, this Wednesday from 10 to 12 at the Sitka Sound Science Center, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, Linda Benkin, and various others will be having black cod tips, a smoked seafood contest, and lots of information about their Young Fishermen's Initiative and other projects going on with Alpha. That's this Wednesday. And then early next month, on November 8th and 9th, there will be the Fishermen's Expo. Thanks so much for coming in, Linda.
Thanks for having me, sir.
And if you want to find out more information about any of these events, you can go online to their website at alphafish.org. Thanks, Linda.